Hi there. I'm up here. Woo. I wanted to come across on a rope or something like in the Nativity movie, but apparently health and safety said no. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Lydia, and I'm the curate here at St. Mary's. And I just want to take a moment of our time and just carve out a bit of space here to look at Jesus. He really is wonderful, and he's real, and he's with us in this room now today. And I want to ask you this question. Have you seen him? Have you seen Jesus? Have you received the gift of Jesus at Christmas? Have you seen him? So I'm an 80s child, would you believe? Yes, 80s child. And I believe the best gifts were given in the 80s. So for 80s children here, who got a slinky? Oh, I love my slinky. All day down the stairs, until my brothers decided how much they could stretch it around the house, and then it got tangled, and that's that. What about a yo-yo? Bet no one got this one, the Bart Simpson album. Yes, I got that. I even asked for the Michael Jackson glove, just the one. That's all you need. But one of my favourite presents in the 80s was the Magic Eye pictures. Do people remember these? My mum and dad got all of us, my two brothers and me, the Magic Eye picture book. And we would spend all Christmas looking at these familiar just patterns on a page until we saw the picture beyond the picture. And there was all sorts of techniques you could have. Our favourite one was you start with it up close on your nose and then you move back, or you go slightly boss-eyed. But the picture would suddenly pop and we'd have competitions of who could see the picture beyond the picture first. And it was really exciting when suddenly you saw pyramids or something. I can see it. I can see the picture. And I think Christmas can be a bit like these magic eye pictures, that we can be faced with a familiar pattern. Oh, there it is. The pattern of stags, or the pattern of bows, or the pattern of wreaths, or the pattern of coming to a carol service every year. The pattern of seeing a nativity. But I want to ask us this question. Can we see the picture beyond the pattern? Can you see Jesus? Because behind this familiarity, this routine of life, this coming to church, going away from church, seeing a nativity, seeing another Mary, seeing another Joseph, seeing another child play an epic angel, beyond all that is a wonderful Jesus. And it takes us to stop and to pause and to look. My oldest brother, Dan, here, he's not here, so I can tell it. He's colourblind, so he could never see the picture. He had no chance of seeing the picture. So me and my brother would have to take time and explain what the picture looked like beyond the pattern. So I want to take a moment here tonight and just tell you about this Jesus. To tell you about this wonderful one, that if you stop and you pause and you look long enough, you might just have the excitement of seeing him. So this picture is humanity receiving an invitation of eternal life, of forgiveness, of healing, of restoration, and of peace. So when I look at the pattern of this Christmas, I see Jesus, and it looks a little bit like this. It looks like a promise. When I look beyond, I see a promise fulfilled. A promise of God making a way for humanity. We see in this Jesus, in this nativity story, a promise fulfilled by God. That throughout the Bible we see, we saw it in Isaiah today, of prophets talking about the one who's coming, the promise that the world is void and there's been sin and there's been broken relationship with God and it's a deep, dark winter of the soul. But the prophets say there is someone coming. I love the Chronicles of Narnia that Mr. Tumnus put it this simply to Lucy. In Narnia, it's always winter and never Christmas. We're in a place where it's always winter and there's never Christmas, but there's a promise and it's Jesus. And then he goes on to say, Mr. Beaver, one of my favourite characters, says this about the promise. He says, wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes it, his mane, it will be springtime again. This is talking about Aslan, but it's talking about Jesus. That in this deep winter of broken relationship, our God is making winter to come to a close. He is baring his teeth. He is shaking his mane. And it's fulfilled in Jesus coming amongst us. Emmanuel, God with us. It said in the reading earlier that a great light has come in the deep darkness for us, for to us a child is born, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Everlasting Father. He's a father that never runs away. He's Everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. So when I look, I see a promise, and I see a promise being fulfilled in Jesus, that he is the fulfilled promise. And then when I look closer, I see a rescue. I see in this Jesus, in this stable, I see a rescue. I see God coming amongst us to rescue us. That God isn't a God who got the hump with us and said, you've got to get on with it yourself now. But he's a God who rolled up his sleeves and said, I am coming. And he came amongst us. Why? To rescue us. To bring us back to him. He is the one who saves us. And like the angel said to Joseph, he said this, that a child will be born, his name will be Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. He is coming to rescue us, and he has come to rescue us, to save us from our sins, to save us from a life of eternal darkness without him. John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He is a God who came because he loves. He wanted to rescue us from our sin because he loves us so much that he couldn't bear to be in a broken relationship with us anymore. He came to save us from our sins. And if you wonder, well, that's not me. I've done pretty good. I've done a little parcel for Food Bank this year. I'm doing all right. The truth is this. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. I've once heard it say, someone put it like this, well, a little bit of sin's all right, isn't it? I'm just a little bit sinful. Well, that's like me saying, here's a cup of water. There's just a little bit of sewage water in it. Enjoy. You're not going to drink it, are we? We've all sinned and we've all fallen short. And Jesus has come to save us from our sin. How has he done this? He came with a rescue plan. The rescue plan wasn't the manger. The rescue plan wasn't for him to be some mighty king, to get to a place where he would wear a crown and tell the world how to do it. His rescue plan was one of going to the cross, of being the perfect and ultimate sacrifice for our sins. That when he was on the cross and bore our sins, it was perfect. And it was done. So he came as a fulfilled promise. He came to rescue us, to go to the cross and to bear our sin, to die a death that one day we won't have to die if we accept him as our Lord. He came to rise to new life. And then when I look closer, beyond this rescue, I see a beautiful exchange. I see a beautiful exchange where we're people who are no longer having to live in darkness, but we have an invitation to come into the light of his kingdom. It says in Isaiah, "For he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sin. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us were like sheep who strayed away, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." It's a beautiful exchange where we get to give him everything that is filthy and pointless and breaking in our life. We get to give it to him. And the beauty is that he gives us all of himself. Like the shepherds, what can I give? What can I give this baby? All I can give him is my heart, my life, my all. It's a beautiful exchange. And we get eternal life. We get a restored life. He brings forgiveness. He brings peace. He brings joy. He brings hope. It's a beautiful exchange that we will not find in the foundations of the world, but we will only find it in Jesus. You cannot work harder at being more religious. You can't work harder at just being a little bit nicer. It's only found in Jesus. It's a beautiful exchange. Have you received that? Have you received the gift of Jesus this Christmas? So I see a promise, a fulfilled promise. I see a rescue. I see a beautiful exchange. And then I see a real, I just got real. It's real life. This isn't made up. Ask anybody here who has decided to follow Jesus, who has come to the point in their life where they said, yes, Jesus died on the cross for me. I'll have my heart, Jesus. Have it all. Have my life. If you meet one of these people, ask their story. Because you won't get someone who says, I worked a little bit harder. I tried to be a little bit nicer. You will meet someone who says, I have met Jesus. I have met the real, alive, living, breathing God. I have been filled with his Holy Spirit. He is alive to me. He is real. So ask anybody that story, and you'll get a story of a God with us, a God living and breathing through the power of his Holy Spirit in us. I've met that Jesus. I met that Jesus 11 years ago. I came to him broken. I'd got myself in such a mess in life. I was abused. I had abused. I had been horrible to people. I had slept around. I had fallen pregnant. I had aborted a child. And here I was, hearing this news of Jesus. And I was met, not with just empty words, but I was met with Jesus. And a lady came over to me who knew nothing of my past. And she said, I have a picture and it's Jesus standing before you. And I was guilt-ridden about this abortion, totally ridden with it. And she said, I see Jesus standing before you and he's holding a baby. And he's saying, Lydia, you are forgiven. You're forgiven. And in that moment, I was filled with the real presence of Jesus. I began to confess my sin, began to just speak of all the things that I had done wrong in my life. But it was real. It was so real that it changed my life forever. My friends didn't quite recognize who I was anymore. My mum just couldn't believe the turnaround of this girl who was just covered with depression, who had tried to take her life 3 times. She couldn't believe what had happened to her little girl. And she said, what on earth has happened to you? And I said, I went and done an Alpha course and I met with Jesus. My mum said, I better go and do an Alpha course. And she met with Jesus. So when we see this Jesus, when we stop and we pause and we look beyond the turkey, beyond another religious service, and we stop and we look with our whole hearts like the shepherd looked with their whole hearts, we will see a fulfilled promise. We will see that we don't need to walk in the land of darkness anymore because a light has come. We will see a Savior who has been born unto us, who had a rescue plan, and he's done it. There's actual evidence that he's done it. It's not just wishful thinking of us. There is evidence, go and research it, that he died on the cross and he rose again to new life. He rescued us from the pit of hell and brought us to eternal life with him. And there's a great exchange. But that's only if you want it. This isn't just given. This is an invitation to all of us here tonight. That do you want to exchange your broken and fragile and sin-filled hearts? Do you want to give them to Jesus tonight? Because if you do, life will never be the same again. It's not going to be rosy. You're not going to get £1 million in your bank account. But he promises this. I will be with you always. So if you want to respond, if you want to give your heart for that great exchange of Jesus tonight, if you want to know what it is for the real presence of God in your life, then I want to invite us now to respond. And I'm going to ask us to be brave tonight, because this is worthy of responding to. This isn't something we just want to have as another moment in our Christmas season, but this is a moment where we meet with Jesus, where we do the beautiful exchange. So I want to ask you, if you want to pray a simple prayer with me tonight, and it's a simple prayer of recognizing that there's sin in our life, that we need the forgiveness of God, that we believe that he died on the cross for us and he rose again, and that we want him to come and fill our lives tonight. That's what the prayer is simply going to be. Then I want to ask you to stand right now. And we want to pray that prayer with you tonight. So I'm just going to take a moment. And if that's you, be brave and stand to your feet right now. Done. Okay. And for those sitting as well, this is a time to recommit your hearts if you need to. So let us pray this prayer. And I will say it and you can say it after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the wrong things I've done in my life. Thank you that you died on the cross for me. I ask now that you help me give my heart to you tonight. I offer my life, my all, and my everything. And I ask now that you come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you love me and that you're my everlasting Father. Amen. Amen. Let's give her a clap. Guys. When that happens, there's a celebration going on in heaven right now. There are angels and there are saints who are literally rejoicing that someone has come home to Jesus today. And if you want to respond, if you feel like, oh, I've missed my chance, and you want to respond, please come and see me at the end. And if you want to find out any more about that Alpha Course malarkey I was talking about, come and see me and get a Why Jesus book. This just unpacks a little bit more of what we've spoken about. But I encourage you, stop and look beyond and discover the wonderful gift of Jesus this Christmas. Amen.